Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Thanks for joining us This Week in America. Dr. Susan Smith-Jones has certainly made extraordinary contributions in the fields of holistic health, anti-aging, optimum nutrition, and balanced living. She's the founder and president of Health Unlimited, a Los Angeles-based consulting firm dedicated to optimal wellness, health education, and human potential. The author of over 30 books, including The Curative Kitchen and Lifestyle, Invest in Yourself with Exercise, Be the Change, and the new one, Choose to Thrive. Now, on today's program, Dr. Susan will talk about the therapeutic and relaxing benefits of rendered heat with a warm, welcoming space. From the Romans to the Japanese to the Scandinavians, heat therapy has been essential for the body to unwind from the stresses and hardships of daily life. You may not know that taking a sauna also rids the body of toxins, aids weight loss, and reduces cellulite, kills viruses, even helps prevent cancer. After this interview with Dr. Susan today, you'll discover that sweating is not only in, it's been proven to be one of the healthiest things a body can do. As she will tell us, nothing beats the feeling and overall well-being or the health benefits you'll get after being worked up to a good sweat. And the easiest way to a good, healthy sweat is a sauna. Sweat your way to vibrant health, our topic today with Dr. Susan Smith-Jones. Dr. Susan, welcome back to the program.
Thank you so much, Rick. And boy, do we have a hot topic today.
We really do. And I'm looking forward to this because this is something that's affordable for all of us. We don't have to spend a whole lot of money on health. It's basically something we can do rather inexpensively. And everything we talk about today, by the way, you'll find at Dr. Susan's website, Dr. Susan Smith-Jones. The website is SusanSmithJones.com. You'll also find it as a topic in her new book, Choose to Thrive. Let's start with basically heat therapy 101. Give me a little bit of the history of heat therapy saunas. As I mentioned, cultures all around the world have used and benefited from this therapeutic practice for centuries.
Yeah, they have. And you know, I'll just say up front that I feel that God has blessed us, like I've told you before, with a miraculous body. And one aspect of this body is that we have millions of sweat glands. And through the ages, and now more recently over the last 50, 60 years with countless studies, we have found how beneficial it is to create an artificially induced fever through profuse sweating. You can do that a number of ways. You could do it through arduous workouts, and I'll talk about some studies on that in a moment, exercise, but the easiest way to do it is sitting in a sauna. And many cultures, you know, we have the sweat lodges of the Scandinavians and Native American Indians. We have the, remember, the elaborate bath and sauna exercise complexes of the ancient Romans.
Yes.
And now we have a country that's known for saunas. In Finland, the sauna is a historic tradition. In fact, Rick, there's a saying in Finland that one must behave in a sauna just as in a church, because they consider the sauna very sacred. And in a country of about 5.6 million people, there's an estimated 800,000 saunas, about one for every seven people. In fact, most Finnish saunas are in buildings specially constructed for this purpose. Every farm has its own sauna, usually built on the shore of a lake or the river. Most family homes in the city even have a sauna built on the lot, usually in the backyard. So sweating, we have discovered through studies, is not only an important part of our physical well-being, but in these modern times, Rick, of water and airborne pollution, of toxic chemicals, of heavy metals, poor dietary and exercise habits, the therapeutic cleansing, internal cleansing of regular sweating is critical to maintain a healthy body and a mind.
What are some of the health benefits? In the beginning, I rattled off a number of things. I'd like to go back and maybe focus on some of these because it is very, very important. What are some of the health benefits we're talking about of sweating?
Yeah, so, and I'm not talking about just strolling the mall and doing a little light walk there and stopping at windows. I'm talking about literally profuse sweating. And some of the benefits include that it speeds up the metabolic processes and it helps to inhibit the growth of pathogenic bacteria and viruses. It even stimulates increased activity in the endocrine system and sweat glands. So if you want a little boost in your libido, forget whatever else it is you do. Just sit in a sauna. It creates a fever in your body that actually increases the number of leukocytes in the blood, which then strengthens the immune system and helps fight off colds, flu, even cancer, and bolsters resistance to infection. And in other words, literally sitting and relaxing in the welcoming, warm environment of a sauna increases and accelerates the body's own healing activity and restorative capacity. Now, have you ever gone to a chiropractor?
No.
All right. So if I've had a muscle spasm or a strain or pulled something in my body, my chiropractor will put a heat lamp, which is an infrared light, which helps to heal.
Okay.
So it's great for sprains, strains, any itis, muscle pain. Often when premature babies are born, they put them in an incubator with infrared heat. By the way, infrared is a section, in case you don't know, of the natural band of light that's not visible to the human eye, but it can be felt as heat. And unlike high heat produced by a traditional sauna, an infrared sauna is able to penetrate the body to a depth of about 1.5 to 2 inches, and it stimulates the body's cellular detoxification process and more effectively and at a lower temperature than the traditional dry sauna. And I probably should just add here, you know, why does it matter? We have systems in the body like the liver and the colon and the lungs and the kidneys to rid our bodies of toxic residue. But sadly, our level, Rick, of toxic residue far outstrips our body's natural elimination mechanisms. And studies indicate that most of us have between 400 and 800 chemical residues stored usually in the fat cells of our bodies.
Wow.
So I know. So to stay healthy and strong in this chemical-ridden world, it's essential to help the body increase its removal of harmful and potentially deadly waste products. And the easiest way to do this is through whole body detoxification. For example, you could drink, one day you could do green juices all day, and that would help to clean out the whole digestive tract and the colon. But when you profusely sweat through the millions of sweat glands in your body, you know, by sitting in an infrared sauna, and in a moment I'll tell you why I like that better than a steam room or a traditional sauna, and doctors do agree that it's the most effective method for removing toxins and especially chemicals and heavy metals like mercury from the body. It is the most important aspect of my healing program and one of the reasons why in 32 years now I haven't had a cold or a flu, because it helps keep them at bay.
Which is just absolutely amazing. And our guest on the program is Dr. Susan Smith-Jones, talking about Sweat Your Way to Vibrant Health, how sweating and saunas heal, detoxify, and rejuvenate the body. You'll find a chapter in her new book, Choose to Thrive, information, of course, at our website, susansmithjones.com. Mentioned something interesting. You've got dry air sauna and you've got a wet steam room. And you said you were going to go back and sort of talk about that, your preference. What is your preference and why?
All right, so the hot, dry air, traditional sauna, I'm not talking at this moment about an infrared sauna, it's therapeutically different than the wet steam room. The dry sauna causes profuse sweating, and the air itself will then absorb the sweat, but the water saturated air of a steam room doesn't readily accept the sweat released by the body. So the steam room makes you feel hotter because the sweat doesn't evaporate and carry away the heat. So this raises the question, is it better to be warm on the inside or sweaty on the outside? And so that depends what you want from either system. And either the steam room or a traditional dry sauna can be used to relax and unwind. But the dry sauna, it clearly has more therapeutic benefits. For one thing, the dry sauna has an advantage over the steam room by ridding the body of more toxic metals picked up from the environment. Now, as mentioned a moment ago, the kidneys will help take out many of these toxins, but a daily sweat can help reduce the body's accumulation of lead, mercury, nickel, and also cadmium, sodium, sulfuric acid, and even cholesterol. Now, Rick, if you want to lose weight, there's no doubt about it. The dry sauna is better because it helps to increase the energy expenditure. Compared to a steam room, the dry sauna places a greater demand on the body in terms of using up calories. And in fact, you'll love this. Studies show that a person can burn up to 300 calories in a sauna session. And that's the equivalent of about a 2 to 3 mile jog or an hour of moderate weight training.
That's just, that's fascinating, the benefits. And is there another way to sweat profusely other than in a sauna? For example, watching a Dodgers game, would that qualify? Probably not.
Yeah, well, probably, or doing other activities in the bedroom.
Yeah.
But you really do need daily profuse sweating. Now, just so you know, I have two saunas. I have one in my office and another one in my home. And I'll talk about exercise in a moment. But the reason, let me backtrack. Just so you know, for about 35 years, I've been intensely studying the benefits of saunas. And I used to go to my gym and use the sauna there until I realized that you sweat out all of your toxic residue that is normally not cleaned in a community sauna. And when you have one in your home, and you can get them from a one-person size up to 8 people, and I usually get my two are both four-person saunas, even though I use it alone, nobody comes in the sauna with me, but I like to start lying down, and I put my feet up on the wall, because it gets better blood flow back to the heart, and then the second half of the sauna, I might sit up, and you could put one in a basement or on the back deck or, in the corner of a bedroom. There's so many places in your home that you can put a sauna, and then you can use it any time of the day or night you want. Now, there have been countless studies on the benefits of saunas, and there was a German physical education professor, and he found that there was no cancer in patients among marathon runners. And he conducted a study of marathoners who logged in 20 miles a day. And I know that's what you do, too. So you know how much you profusely sweat when you jog 20 miles. And he analyzed their sweat. What a great job. And he found it contained cadmium, lead, and nickel. So this professor concluded that these athletes excreted these potential cancer-causing elements from their bodies by perspiring. So he and other scientists concluded that it's necessary to sweat profusely at least once a day to maintain great health. And let's face it, not many of us listening are going to be jogging 20 miles a day. And most people, even into health, don't do enough exercise and don't exercise frequently enough to bring up all that sweating to eliminate the accumulation of toxins that I talked about before. But deep sweating through taking a sauna is the easiest method of doing this. And some of the benefits are, reduce cellulite and easier to get your weight down because it burns calories. Your skin will look beautiful. It helps with allergy reduction, joint and muscle pain. It helps with blood circulation, and I'll tell you, Rick, it is such a high to go in the sauna and come out and take a shower and end with a cool shower. And a little secret is that whenever I have a photo shoot, 4 to 5 hours before the photo shoot, I'll go in my infrared sauna, and I have such a lovely glow on my skin that no makeup artist could ever even duplicate.
And it's all natural. That's just that's amazing. You're listening to This Week in America. Our guest on the program is Dr. Susan Smith-Jones, talking about sweat your way to vibrant health. We continue with today's show right after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help.
Call 800-298-0306, 800-298-0306, 800-298-0306, 800-298-0306.
Doc, you gotta give it to me straight.
All right.
Because I'm dying here. I mean, take a look at this letter from the IRS.
Oh, my.
This is killing me, Doc. I tell you, it's killing me.
Cheer up, my friend.
Huh?
The tax doctor is here. My diagnosis tells me that you're going to be just fine.
Really?
The tax doctor will not rest until we find you the best possible tax settlement.
Really, Doc?
Guaranteed.
If the IRS claims you owe them $10,000 or more in business or personal back taxes, call a tax doctor right now. We could save you up to 75% if you qualify. Guaranteed or you pay nothing. Call right now for free details.
800-659-5731. 800-659-5731. 800-659-5731. That's 800-659-5731.